Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a development with Wisconsin school boards. I'll tell you something. I always thought that Wisconsin would be impervious to any kind of attempt, because of our culture, to spread the big lie, to somehow give up our democracy, to somehow do nutty, goofy things in education, because of the legacy of fighting Bob La Follette and the strong bipartisan legacy up until Scott Walker of both parties committed to the Wisconsin idea. Yeah, Pat Lucey, Gaylord Nelson, Bill Proxmire, Les Aspin, and those guys, but also Tommy Thompson, also Lee Dreyfus. We had a bipartisan commitment to democracy and rationality. And I always assumed that we were somehow immune to this fever, this malignancy that's going around the country. Well, we're not. The Wisconsin Association of School Boards just announced that it was suspending participation with the National School Board Association, just like a lot of red states. Now, why did they just announce that it was suspending it? Because under the rules, they can't withdraw on their own, but they need delegate approval, and the delegates are meeting in January, and they are going to propose this to the delegates, and in my view, it will pass. Now, why the withdrawal, and why would it pass? Because there is not one man, one vote, or the equivalent on the school boards. In Wisconsin, each school district gets one vote. So the Milwaukee school district gets one vote. And the Ladysmith school district gets one vote. The Monroe school district gets one vote. The Kewaskum school district gets one vote. Then on the board, there is virtually no urban representation. Yes, Milwaukee does have a vote on the board, but Madison doesn't. You listen over there, Madison. The UW is over there, and you don't have representation on the Wisconsin Association of School Boards for the Madison School District. Neither does Racine or Kenosha. The next biggest city after Milwaukee that has a vote on the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the overall board running it, is Oshkosh. Okay? So what do you think is going to happen when these delegates are there representing the school boards in the state, and Milwaukee has one vote? What do you think is going to happen? There is essentially a rural-urban split. More urbanized school districts are staying in. I should say states with mostly urbanized school districts are staying in. What is the issue? Why is the right wing attempting to withdraw from the National Association of School Boards? They point to one issue. I think it's overall a cultural issue, but it's one issue. You may recall that after there were a series of death threats to school board members and people speaking at school board meetings, including a case in Arizona where a man and one of his friends went to a school with handcuffs to kidnap the principal, a woman. Handcuff her and drag her out of the school. That happened. Fortunately, they get caught. They got caught before they could do it. School board members are resigning all over the country. Oconomowoc lost three of them in August, and they just lost another one yesterday who said that he was afraid for the safety of his family and he was moving out of Oconomowoc. That happened. It just happened yesterday. So the National Association of School Boards wrote to Biden and asked him for help in making school board meetings and school board members safe. School board members don't get paid a lot of money. In some cases, they don't get paid any money. And they're getting death threats to their families, to their little kids, and they're resigning. In that letter, it was the National Association of School Boards used some colorful language that in retrospect splash back on them. They would say things like, you know, we have terrorist threats, which is true. You kidnap a principal. Are you kidding me? With handcuffs? You threaten the kids of school board members. Those are terrorist threats. But we tend to think of terrorists as being in the Middle East or somewhere else. But those were terrorist threats. But the Republican Party has been playing that, and it played it in Virginia as if somehow that all parents are being referred to as terrorists. That's not true. What we're trying to do is protect parents from their right to for their right to speak at school board meetings and the right of school board members to serve. So in any event, that is the issue that is going around. That's the issue that's going around. And it's going to be proposed to a delegate group in January. And there's no way that it won't pass, because Milwaukee gets one delegate. And Madison, Racine, and Kenosha each get a delegate, but they're not even on the overall governing board of the association. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We have just essentially welcomed into Wisconsin this malignant theory that somehow our democracy needs to be overturned, that our professionals running our boards of education somehow need to be replaced with ideologues. Because when you pull out of the National Association and any association with it, there's a lot of things they could do. They could start associating with, say, the Alabama school boards or the Texas school boards. I don't want their influence in Wisconsin. I really don't. Serving the Navy, a lot of guys from Alabama and Texas, very good guys, but they weren't on school boards. They should have been on school boards because they're very good guys. But we don't want that. We don't want this creeping malignancy that attacks not only our democracy, but attacks professionalism in education. Stand by, that is happening here in Wisconsin. On a brighter note, I'll give you a little good news, a little chocolate with a castor oil. In Alabama, you know that Richard Shelby is stepping down, the Republican senator, but basically he's a moderate in a lot of things. And a guy named Mo Brooks, supported by Donald Trump, is running. Mo Brooks is the guy that wore body armor on January 6th and got up and basically said to people, you're going to lose your country, you know, go up there and attack the Capitol. Everybody thought he'd win running away. Richard Shelby has a chief of staff named Katie Britt. Poll just came out, showed Katie Britt ahead of Mo Brooks by 1 point, 31-30. Now, don't get too carried away. There were only 300 respondents. The plus minus was 5.6%. So either one of them could be ahead by 10%. But nevertheless, that and other polls show this is a competitive race. At long last, I'm hoping that the Alabamas and Mississippis are tired of the unfair stereotypes that are leveled at them in the national press and elsewhere. And they say, we're a good state. We may be conservative on a lot of things, but we're not nuts. We're not going to put a guy in body armor up there. Mo Brooks, one of the worst, a seditious congressman, should not be in Congress. We're not going to put him up in the Senate to be a national clown representing Alabama. The idea of Alabama clowns is over. We're a great state. We're going to show it. We're going to elect Katie Britt, who is Richard Shelby's chief of staff, and she'll continue in a good tradition. So that is something to be happy about. Still premature, still a year away. So what? Less than a year to the primary. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.